time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. The NWHL season continues to roll along, and last week, the North Peace Navigators and Fairview Flyers played one of the most entertaining games of the season. We've got some highlights of that game for you.
Gamble will circle with it now. We're down to just over 10 minutes to go in the first period, so a 0-0 hockey game here right now. But here's a chance for the Nats. Gladue fires, score! It's the icebreaker. The Nats are on the board first.
Now it's grabbed by Gall. Got to play it up along the board. Back to the point to Dorshai. Fires. They score!
A point shot there by Keith Dorshai. May have been a deflection in front. Either way, the Flyers will take it. And 2 minutes into the second period here, this game is now tied at one.
Goes back to Hebert, or circles to the cross ice. Fans looking for Mason Opie, but the puck is just out of his reach. Now the referee has his arm up. A delay penalty call coming against the Flyers. Keith goes to finish the extra skater. The delay call is holding shift in the slot. Cross ice, they score!
With the extra skater out there, the delay penalty call. They fire it home. I believe it was Zach Iron who got the goal there. Is he's still great. Muscle lost his stick there, but either way, Zach Iron gets that goal. As the Nats now have a 2-1 lead here.
It's Holditch on the far side. Holditch bends off a check. Goal lost the handle of the puck, though. Put it over there to Riley Hebert, one of the top goal scorers in the league right now. Hebert looking for Dettinger. They score!
Derek Dettinger was one of the leading scorers in the league coming into tonight. He converts on that 2-on-1 opportunity with his line mate Hebert. And now this hockey game is tied at 2.
Now it goes over to the near side. Dettinger grabs it there for the Flyers. But to send it down the front there for Fox, but just off the mark on that pass, though. Well, Nance trying to get something going with it. It's Gladue. He's going with the Nance goal. Fire score! Job goes back to the point. Tried to fire it on goal there was Gillen, but
right at the front there to score! And the Flyers do tie the game. It's Cole Nicholson, the product of Deadwood, Alberta, who puts it home. This game is tied once again here.
This game tied at 3. 60 minutes of regulation was not enough. Overtime not enough, so here we go. Be a shootout. Looks like the Flyers will take the first shot here. It'll be Cale Fox with the first attempt here. The Fairview captain will shoot first. Fox comes in. And
big save there by Keith. Nothing happens with his stick. And now the first shooter for the Nats will be Connor Bach.
First round of the shootout continues. Here's Bach with it. Comes into the slot area. Bach uses it forehand, and a save there by Keithwick.
Both teams 0-1 so far.
And the next shooter up here will be Eric Dettinger, who's got one of the Fairview goals tonight. Let's see what Dettinger can do here. Dettinger goes wide here. What's in front?
And a big poke check there by Keita. Pick up that one.
And the next shooter up here for the Nats. We've got Jonathan Noski here. Lots of people up on their feet here in the BTX Energy Center as Noski will go in. Forehand fires it.
Looks like he's just taking it down with his blocker.
Both teams 0-2 so far. And the Flyers and their top sharpshooter out there, Ronnie Hebert. Not completely in goals coming into tonight. Let's see what he can do. Bit of a wind up for Hebert. Comes in, backhand, scores!
Riley Hebert went for the backhand. He beat Christie on that one. That puts the Flyers in front. And now the pressure is on Ashton Gladue.
Yeah,
has to score to keep this one going. Radu with two goals tonight. Let's see what he can do here. Radu moves in. Forehand missed! And that will do it. The Northeast Navigators had the lead multiple times in this game, but were unable to hold on to it. As the Fairview Flyers beat the Navs again this season. Make the final 4-3 for the Fairview Flyers in this one.
Well, after that game, the Navs finally ended their losing streak by beating Sexsmith in the shootout on Friday night for losing in Fort St. John on Saturday. Fairview, meanwhile, handed the Huskies their first loss of the season on Friday before falling at home on Saturday against Dawson Creek. Both teams have road games coming up this week. The Navs will be in Grand Prairie on Friday, while the Flyers will be in Dawson Creek on Friday and Grand Prairie on Sunday. In the AJHL, the Grand Prairie Storm have a home game tonight at the Bonnets Energy Center against the Lloydminster Bobcats. And later this week, the Canmore Eagles and Canbrose Kodiaks will face the Storm in Grand Prairie. And the Peace River teams in the Northern Alberta Hockey League are all on the road this week. U-13 Colts have games at Spruce Grove and Sturgeon County. U-15 Sabres will be in Bonnyville and Beaumont. And the U-18 Royals will visit Fort McMurray. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control. Feel just that with the new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire in the West Hill and Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.